This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, the 24th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. As the evening sets in, a mild breeze is sweeping across Jerusalem, while Tel Aviv enjoys a clear and pleasant night. Haifa is also experiencing a calm evening, perfect for a quiet night out. Here are today's headlines. First, UNET reports, just in, at least 15 Hezbollah ceasefire violations in 4 days, with Israel remaining silent. Also, JNS covered that earlier today. The IDF struck in Lebanon after Hezbollah violated the ceasefire. Also, this hour, the Jerusalem Post shares that Netanyahu has been declared cancer-free after previously hiding his diagnosis during the Iran war. Separately, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports on a proposal from Egypt and Saudi Arabia to Lebanon to contain Hezbollah's weapons. And finally, from Walla, a drone was intercepted after entering Western Galilee, prompting an evacuation notice for a Lebanese village. Reaction has been swift on social media. Jewish Warrior 13 shared an hour ago that an IDF spokesperson revealed attempts to carry out an Iranian sabotage plan, monitored closely by Israel. Al Arabiya Eng posted an hour ago that Mick Mulroy questioned if Trump surrounds himself with advisers who only echo his views. Joyce Karam noted that less than 10 hours after Trump's ceasefire announcement, explosions were reported in South Lebanon today. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with Ynet's report on the ceasefire violations. Hezbollah has continued its attacks on Israeli forces and northern communities, despite a ceasefire extension announced by Trump. The IDF has downed several drones. This raises concerns about the stability of the truce and the ongoing threat to border communities. Turning to the JNS coverage of IDF strikes. These strikes in Lebanon followed a Hezbollah rocket attack into Israel. This happened just as Trump announced a ceasefire extension. The strikes highlight the fragility of the current peace efforts and the persistent threats in the region. Meanwhile, in health news from the Jerusalem Post, Netanyahu announced he is cancer-free. He delayed releasing this information to prevent it from being exploited during the conflict with Iran. The revelation may impact public perception and political dynamics within Israel. In a related development, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports that Egypt and Saudi Arabia propose a framework for Lebanon to manage Hezbollah's arsenal. This proposal excludes disarmament but seeks to limit the group's weaponry. If successful, it could alter power dynamics in the region. And finally, Walla details the interception of a drone in Western Galilee. The incident triggered sirens and an evacuation notice in southern Lebanon. Such security alerts are a reminder of the constant tensions and the IDF's readiness to respond. On the economic front, first, Maariv Business reports that Turkey has banned social networks for children under 15. This move could impact tech companies serving young audiences, and it raises questions about digital freedom. Separately, according to Globes, Israel's population has grown by 1.4% over the past year, reaching over 10 million. This growth reflects the country's dynamic society and potential market expansion. And finally, CTech discusses Wiz's strategies in building global companies. Founded by CyberStarts, the company exemplifies Israel's leadership in cybersecurity and its global market reach. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 7 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.